David when...
Postal Services.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with David?
Yeah.
Hey, David. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yeah.
How you doing this Friday?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm doing great. Another day in paradise. Thank God it's Friday. Finally made it.
Yeah.
So I was looking at your account here, right? So first off, Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of this platform before? Do you already know how it works?
No, I don't. I talked to somebody yesterday or day before, and she was explaining it to me.
Okay.
But she didn't know much about it either, so.
Yeah. She's on the client support side. I'm on the Google Guaranteed side. So I'm the main person that sets these accounts up. So you're talking to the right person. But basically,
okay.
So what it is, okay, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And in my opinion, it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads are only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Okay? Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why the ones that are using it love it so much, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, right, it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. And when they call you, if you schedule an appointment, like if you schedule an estimate with them, or if you quote them over the phone, give them pricing. Those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. So if it's anything other than that, like if they call and they're out of your radius, or a service you don't provide, or a solicitation call, those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, another key thing to this, too, is you could target as far as you want, as long as you're, like, licensed or insured for those areas. I'll go through the requirements in a second. And there's not a lot of competition in your area on Google Guaranteed. The only company I see with their leads on right now are Mr. Sparky of Chattanooga, whoever those guys are, you know. So
it's a long ways for me.
Right, and they could target your area because, like I said, Google Guaranteed, you could target as far as you want. You know what I'm saying? So, now I was looking through your services, and I see you do a lot of stuff. So I wanted to first off make sure I had the right vertical. You guys are basically the identity is like handyman, right, or property maintenance?
Yeah. That's
what I thought. Okay, so... with the current program you're on with us, David, you could customize your keywords for what you want. But with Google Guaranteed, they have preset subcategories. So I wanted to make sure, like in the handyman vertical, you don't have to turn all of these on. You can't just turn the type of work you want on. But in there's assemble furniture, clean gutters, install drywall, install fan, install flooring, install tile, install water fixtures, mount TV, paint indoors, paint outdoors, repair drywall, repair fan, repair flooring, repair water fixtures, replace tile. So does that sound like the right category for you? That's what I'm asking.
Everything but the tile.
Everything but the tile. Okay. So I think we hit the nail on the head with that one then. Okay. Now, I looked up the requirements. So Google Guaranteed, right, the main reason they call it that isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if they were to book your services through Google Guaranteed. Okay, so it doesn't show me that a specific license is required for your vertical and area, and I see you are licensed, though, which is great, but it does show me insurance is required. So is the company currently insured still?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So you're bonded to this, so perfect. The other requirement is going to be on any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you have like a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, I mean, there ain't nothing on there. I've done that before anyways.
Okay, perfect, perfect, yeah. So it sounds like you'll qualify then. So your
I'm on Angie's leads, man.
Oh, okay. How do you like that one?
I hate it.
You hate it? Okay.
They charge me for everything.
Okay.
Even the client, even the people I don't get. But so what's the lead, the cost associated with the lead?
Yeah, let me pull that up right now for the handyman vertical. Just so you know, too, while I'm pulling it up, like the major difference between Angie Leads, Thumbtack Networks, and this, right, Google Guaranteed, is you don't share the lead, and it has an automatic dispute system. So you don't have to spend your time disputing leads manually. It's already automatically done for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so hold on. Handyman vertical. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I had the right vertical first. Usually I already have it all pulled up. Okay, so the cost per qualified lead for that handyman vertical is going to be $48 per lead.
Okay. So that's no matter where it is. It's
$48. Correct. Yes, sir.
See, like Angie's List charges, like, if it's a metropolitan area or something, and they charge as much as $75.
Mm-hmm.
And it's charged whether, like I said, whether I get it or not, or even if I don't even call them, it's $75, no matter what.
Right.
They charge me for it.
So it doesn't go up or down. So you could technically target just that metropolitan area even, and it's going to be the 48 per lead, and it's per qualified lead. So with Google Guaranteed, we don't send you the lead and you call it. They're actually calling you directly, and it's not pre-screened, it's screened on the call. So basically, every company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, right, it's not going to be your phone number showing there. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone, and it's recorded by like an AI. So like Google Boss, basically, that automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. Scary how accurate it is.
Oh, yeah. Future.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, it's $48 per qualified lead. Google does require a minimum budget. Okay, this is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, I got a guy in New York that has a 200 lead budget a month, right? So you can obviously set higher, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's going to be at $624. That's for 13 leads. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the way your lead budget works is it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you did the minimum requirement for 13 leads and you took on 13 leads, right? You scheduled an estimate or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $624 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now let's say you took on 4 qualified leads and you decided to pause your leads for whatever reason. Booked out, on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got 4 qualified leads that month. The following month, you're not charged $624, you're charged for those 4 leads you took on. 48 times
$200.
Yeah. Whatever that is. Yeah, around 200. Yeah. Now whatever lead budget you set to David, okay, we do not charge that until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. This is where we submit your insurance, run the background check, link your Google business profile reviews to Google Guaranteed. What we send in writing, okay, is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Okay. Yeah. Now, after you're approved, we don't automatically charge your lead budget. You're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the okay on that, that's when the lead budget would be charged. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. We do charge... Oh, okay. Good, good, good. We do charge a one-time application slash management fee. So this isn't like a renewal fee, like Angie's. Like you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That one-time application slash management fee is for $250.
I have to pay $800 and something first.
Essentially, so you pay the $250 day one. That's to get the application.
I'll pay that today.
Correct. And then once you're approved and you're ready to turn your leads on, right, then you're going to need the 624 ready.
Yeah. Well, I've got Angie's leads right now, and I'm probably going to dump them at the end of the month, maybe before, but so.
What I'd recommend to you, right, is before, because the application process, you know, on average is like 2 to 3 weeks, but you don't have to turn your leads on that 2 to 3 week mark. So what I'd recommend to you is knock that application out of the way. That way you're approved, and after, you know, you turned your leads off with Angie's, bam, you could turn these on right away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whether that's like next month or whenever it is, basically.
Yeah. So, and you probably don't know, but like on Angie's leads, I'm not, the quality of the lead is like, I mean, it's not, nobody's getting money. The ones that Angie Leeds sends me is, you know, and I hate to sound like that, but they're not quality leads. You know what I mean? It's more or less a, you know, $100 here, $100 there. Yeah, they're garbage. Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, I'm trying to be politically correct, but I mean, I'm here.
They're garbage, though.
Too.
I'm getting
junk leads, and it's, you know, and most of the people, I just come from one, and this, you know, just a minute ago, and this lady's not getting money, and, you know, I want to help her out, but, you know, I got to make money. I'm just, you know, at some point, I've got to come up with some money. So, you know, I've got you all. Y'all are doing all my stuff right now, so... You know.
Right.
So, I mean.
So to answer your question, because I get what you're asking here, like how would these leads?
Yeah.
Okay. So since we started this 3 years ago, we have 100% retention rate on our Google Guaranteed accounts. Okay. Now, they're not all going to be amazing leads that come through, right?
Like, I understand that.
You know, when they call though, right? They're picking you.
Yeah.
You're not paying for that junk. So when they call and it's like not a service you provide, it's you know, a solicitation call, like anything but a booked appointment essentially or a quote, you're not charged for that.
Yeah.
So that's out the window. Yeah. Now, another thing, because I got a guy in Illinois. He's a painter, right? He has like a 90% closing rate on his Google Guaranteed leads. But this guy's like the gift of gab. Like he makes me want to buy things. You know, it's crazy. So what he was telling me though, with Angie's, okay, the lead is sent to multiple companies, I guess. Like 4 or 5 companies, right? So what would happen to him is he would show up to the lead for the estimate and all the, you know, another company would come at the same time. That was his experience. So with Google Guaranteed, you don't have to worry about that. Because they're picking you and calling you directly, and you're not paying for the garbage right away. Now, the Illinois guy, right, is the painter I have out there that's doing great. He's like 90% closing ratio is what he told me. But I have another guy that's in Florida who his is like, you know, like 35% is what he was telling me. So it's going to depend on, it, you know, but he's a roofer too.
Yeah.
So 35% is good for him. So it's going to really depend on just your vertical, your area, right? So we don't have like a set like amount of what your leads will close at. And really it depends on you too, like how you do with it, right? But I can tell you this, it's the best lead program on the market currently. You know, lead budget doesn't fluctuate, you know, it stays the same. They're picking you and calling you and you're not sharing these leads, you know? So you should like it way better. You will like it way better than Angie's, you know?
Yeah, Angie's is disappointed me so far. I mean, it's going to cost me a fortune. I had to pay $750 and then I got $1,000 in leads for free, but hell, I've already blown through that for two weeks because they charge you for every damn thing.
Right.
And then they, you know, they send me the stuff that some of it I don't do, but, you know, it's just I've been to, I don't know how many leads and most of them are junk. I mean, they're just, you know. But I think if they're just calling me directly, then it would probably work out better because I think these people are just kind of shopping around. I haven't had anybody show up at the same time or now I'm suspecting that some of the people I've called have probably already talked to somebody else that don't call me back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's
the other thing he was telling me too, which I thought was interesting. Yeah. Like on all their, commercials and stuff, right? It says like free, 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 right? So you get a lot of looky-loos, I feel like. But I have had talks with clients that did well with Angie's too. Like, it's not every company does bad with them, but even those companies that have done good that have tried Google Guaranteed, they still like Google Guaranteed better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a better platform and it's a fair system, you know?
Well, I would rather talk to somebody in person.
Right.
I have to call them back and all that stuff. If they're calling me and talking to me first chance, then, you know, I think I'd have a better chance of, you know, at least getting to talk to them or see the job or whatever it is. So.
Exactly. And you're going to know when it's a Google Guaranteed lead because it will come through on your phone as LSA lead, you know.
Yeah.
What I want to do, okay, I'm going to have everything sent off to you in writing. So the email address I have on file for you, it's david.flynn@boysinservicesllc.com. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So the email will be titled Google Guaranteed. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reply to that email with your vertical, which just means your category, okay, your cost per qualified lead, the minimum budget requirement, and I'm going to copy and paste all your subcategories too. That way you have them in writing. Okay? Let's see here.
Now, is this a month by month or is this a year or something?
So the $250 application fee, that's lifetime. You don't have to pay that to renew it.
Yeah, but
the
I'm talking
lead
about
budget
the,
is monthly. Yeah, it's month by month.
Okay.
And you could pause your leads at any point in time. Like, let's say you just kill it. Like, you're 100% ratio, right? And you're getting slammed and you're booked out. All you have to do is just pause your leads. Because we don't want you to take on leads if you can't handle them, you know?
Yeah.
Let me get this off. 624. Okay. All right, and you said on those subcategories it was just the tile, right, that you don't do?
Yeah, I don't really like tile that much. So
got it. No tile.
I'd rather not do tile.
Yeah, and let's say down the road you're like, man, I want some tile jobs. You could just toggle the tile leads on, basically.
Yeah.
You know? But this way with tile turned off, if somebody calls you and – they want you to do a tile job and you say, hey, you know, I don't do that or whatever the case, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to be charged for that lead because it's not listed on your services, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. So what I'm going to do in a second here, and again, I recommend just get that application knocked out. That way we get you approved. So what I'm going to do though is I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person actually managing your leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly, you could always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via text message and via email here shortly. Now, even though I'm not managing your leads, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So what I'm doing is I'm sending you a text right now with my direct line and extension. So you have it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's coming in now. Okay. So before I have the onboarding appointment scheduled for you and I have the application sent via text and via email, for the one-time application fee, David, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
Yeah, probably American Express, isn't it?
Yeah, so it shows me only the last four for security purposes. So it's an Amex ending in 6009. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so give me one second. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to attach Google Guarantee to your account. And in a second here, you're going to get an email that says your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And again, even if you're not ready to turn your leads on, right, 2 to 3 weeks from now, get that application filled out as soon as possible. That way we could get you approved. So when you make the switch, you're able and ready to. Okay?
Yep.
Just give me one second here, brother. When we first started offering this, I used to have to message billing to, like, add it all, you know? And sometimes it would take forever. So I told my boss, I was like, man, you just got to give me access. So it's been way smoother, you know? We did it like that probably the first, like, 6 months. And now it's rocking and rolling. So we're good there. Okay. So the application is going to come to you here right now. What I'm going to do is I'm also sending that application to you via text message, okay? And in our current email thread, I'm also going to reply to it in there. That way, you know, there's no way you can miss it, okay? Now, this application, very, very important, it's a one-page app, okay? On it, it's going to ask you to submit your license. Now, no license is required for your vertical and area, so you could put NA, but since you do have a license, you might as well just apply it in there if it's readily available. And then the insurance doc you're going to need to submit is your Accord document. If you don't have that currently, all insurance companies provide it, so you just have to reach out to your insurance.
You're talking about the certificate of insurance?
That's it. Yes, sir. The Accord document.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah,
awesome.
I've got that.
Awesome. And again, if you're not
ready. I've submitted all that stuff, like, I don't know how many times to Google, to you all. Actually.
Right. This should be the last time, because Google Guaranteed, we need it in the app to specifically send to Google, you know. But
yeah.
I agree, you know, I've recommended, like, hey, we need to,
I did,
you know,
Google, I did
transfer it.
Something the other day. I had to do a video.
That's for the Google business profile, right? The video verification. Google really started, like, slamming on those in January of last year. This is Google Guaranteed, so this is going to be different. It's a separate page on Google. So, you know, I know it's like, man, I got to send it again, but this should be the last time for sure. You know.
Yeah.
Let me not put my foot in my mouth. When the insurance expires, you will have to submit the insurance again. That way renew it. You know what I'm saying?
Expire for another till the next April.
Yeah, you're golden then. So what we would do is, like, we would contact you, you know, a couple months before and just give you a reminder. But when the insurance expires, Google Guarantee is going to want to see it again. You know.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Now, a couple things on the first off, let me ask you, do you have, like, a crew of guys, or is it just you?
It's me. I'm the crew.
You're the crew. Okay, perfect. So the background check will just be on you. And basically, there's two companies that run the background check. for Google. They're very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is required. Okay? Uh-huh. Evident is the second company. And 9 times out of 10, it is Evident. That's what I've noticed. Evident will require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So for your onboarding appointment, just have your driver's license with you. That way they could send you the link on the phone. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me check one other thing. Let me see your reviews real fast. Okay.
I've got some Angie reviews, but other than that, I don't think anything else is.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, okay, we're going to provide you a link while we're doing the application process, okay? We're going to need 5 reviews on your Google Guaranteed page. And listen, it's going to help with the Google Business Profile too, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have them send you what's called a tiny URL. And David, it doesn't matter if it's friends, family members, past clients. I've even left a review for some of my Google Guaranteed clients, right? You just, while you're doing this application process, get 5 reviews on your Google Business Profile. So your map section, and we're going to transfer those to Google Guaranteed. That way it helps both programs, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, and I'll have them send you that link. Let me see who set this call up. So I'll have Carmen create you a link, and then I'll have her send it to you here shortly, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, onboarding appointment. So we block off just a 30-minute window, and they always like to do it, you know, they always like to give you at least a day so you could fill out your application. We don't work on Saturdays, though. So let me see. When do you think you could fill that application out? Did you want to do, like, your onboarding later today, or did you want to schedule it for Monday? What works best for you?
Let's do Monday because I've got a bunch of stuff going on.
Right. And it sounds like you're not in a hurry to activate, too, so that works perfect, you know. Monday, what time works best for you?
Probably early 9 or 10, something like that.
10, let me check. You're Eastern time, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know Tennessee, some spots are central, so that's why I always ask you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so the earliest they have for you is going to be 10:30 a.m. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So let me book that in. So you're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to say local / LSA onboarding appointment. You want to get used to that LSA term because that's how those leads are going to come through on your phone. Okay. Now, 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming, okay? And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first and introduce you to the tech. It should be Ivan, okay? Just give me one second. Let me put this in here. Okay, so that's scheduled. Do you have any questions for me so far?
No.
Okay, so the main thing, I know when you sign up, you get like all these different emails and stuff, right? The main thing, brother, is that application. You just want to get that thing filled out over the weekend, and that way on Monday, it'll let us know if it's Evident or Pinkerton doing your background check, and they'll trigger you that text if it's Evident. Okay?
Okay.
All right. If you ever have questions, too, on Google Guaranteed, don't hesitate to call me. I sent you my direct line and extension, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, last thing, too, after we get you going on this, like once you're approved and your leads are on, we will add in your client dashboard a section that will say paid leads. So when you click on leads, it'll say paid leads. That will show you every Google Guaranteed lead that came through. And it'll say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified. Now, you don't have to check that regularly because, remember, they come through via phone call to you. So you'll know if it's a qualified or unqualified lead, but just kind of check it weekly or monthly or just to safeguard it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Congratulations, brother. You're going to absolutely love this, David.
Yeah, I hope so.
you will. Trust me. Trust me. My guy in Illinois, he felt the same way because he was like, man, I don't know. And then once he got rolling, he absolutely loves it, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something.
Yeah. No, you'll like it for sure. So look out for that call Monday. That way we could get the onboarding straightened away and just try to get that application filled out and submitted over the weekend. Okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Yes, sir. Have a great rest of your weekend, David. Pleasure speaking with you.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.